Good morning. I greet you this wonderful morning in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It is a great blessing to be with you this wonderful day. I pray that you are looking forward to a blessed day today. I call your attention to the Old Testament book of Psalms. The Old Testament book of Psalms, particularly to Psalm 20. Psalm 20. In Psalm 20, the reading begins at verse 1. The Lord hear thee in the day of trouble, the name of the God of Jacob defend thee. Send thee help from the sanctuary, and strengthen thee out of Zion. Remember all thy offerings, and accept thy burnt sacrifice. Selah. Grant thee according to thine own heart, and fulfill all thy counsel. We will rejoice in thy salvation, and in the name of our God we will set up our banners. The Lord fulfill all thy petitions. Now know I that the Lord saveth his anointed. He will hear him from his holy heaven with the saving strength of his right hand. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. They are brought down and falling, but we are risen and stand upright. Save, Lord, let the King hear us when we call. Psalm 20, verses 1 through 9. Psalm 20, verses 1 through 9. Let us pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I ask thee to bless this worship service, but not only bless the service, bless every listening ear. Whether the ear is listening at the original occasion of the offering of this worship service, or at some future time when it is heard from various venues where it is preached and shared. Bless every listening ear. Cause your word to enter into their hearts, their minds, their spirits, their even souls. And Lord, as a result, cause each one to be immensely blessed to your glory and to their good. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. For a short while, my friends, let's worship together using the topic, When Fear Attacks. When fear attacks. It is possible for fear to attack us. And perhaps you have had the occasion in your life to be attacked by fear. And those attacks are particularly frightening sometimes when we are alone and when there seems to be no help in our immediate vicinity. When there seems to be no one who can reach us in time to help us. And the question might be, what does one do when fear attacks? And of course, the Christian would call upon his or her faith. The Christian would pray. The Christian would believe that God is a very present help in the time of trouble, when fear assails, when fear manifests itself, when fear attacks. And perhaps there are some of you who have been attacked by fear. One of the books in the Bible that people have used for reassurance is the book of Psalms. As is stated in Psalm 20, there is this blessing. Some people believe that it's the church blessing the king in his exploits and the things he's going to do. Some of the books, or even the Bibles, indicate that that's what it is. And they're showing faith in the fact that God will be present and will help the king. And so let's look briefly at this just by reading it once again, and then look at a few others that are, we call the staples, those that Christians always, almost always, resort to. There are some that I would say are default fear busters. We default to them. The number one thing, frankly, is the name of Jesus. We will say Jesus. We will say, oh Lord. That seems to be the number one default that the human being has, particularly the Christian has. Jesus, oh Lord, Lord Jesus, Lord have mercy. Many of you have said that, Lord have mercy, Jesus. I have had occasions in a number of events to call on Jesus when there was no one else to help, in various situations, in dangerous situations, very dangerous situations, very dangerous situations, and the Lord has helped me every time. The Lord has helped me every time. God has helped me every time. The Holy Spirit has helped me every time. I believe angels were sent from God to help me numerous times when I called upon the name of the Lord. So when fear attacks, my suggestion is, as a preacher and experientially, call on the name of Jesus. Call on the name of Jesus. I will, before ending this, by the grace of God, read a scripture that tells a little more about his name. But let's return now to Psalm number 20. Psalm number 20, beginning reading at verse 1. The Lord hear thee in the day of trouble. The name of the God of Jacob defend thee. Send thee help from the sanctuary, and strengthen thee out of Zion. Remember all thy offerings, and accept thy burnt sacrifice. Selah. Grant thee according to thine own heart, and fulfill all thy counsel. We will rejoice in thy salvation, and in the name of our God we will set up our banners. The Lord fulfill all thy petitions. Now know I that the Lord saveth his anointed. He will hear him from his holy heaven with the saving strength of his right hand. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. They are brought down and fallen, but we are risen and stand upright. Save, Lord, let the king hear us when we call. Psalm number 20, verses 1 through 9. One of our default scriptures is Psalm 23. Psalm 23, which reads as follows. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Psalm 23, verses 1 through 6. The next psalm is reassuring because it helps us remember who is in charge of it all. Helps us remember who owns the place where we dwell, who owns planet Earth. And that's Psalm 24. Psalm 24 reads as follows. The earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas, and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob. Selah. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord of hosts, he is the King of glory. Selah. Psalm 24, verses 1 through 10. Psalm 24, verses 1 through 10. One of the greatest fear busters, I would call it. When fear attacks, one of the greatest fear busters is Psalm 27. When fear attacks, I believe one of the greatest fear busters is Psalm 27. Psalm 27 reads as follows, beginning reading at verse 1. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion, in the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me upon a rock. And now shall mine head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice, have mercy also upon me, and answer me. When thou saidest, seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. Hide not thy face forth from me. Put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help. Leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation, when my father and my mother forsakes me. Then the Lord shall take me up. Reading once again, Psalm number 27, verse 10. Psalm number 27, verse 10. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of mine enemies. Deliver me not over unto the will of mine enemies, for false witnesses are risen up against me, and such as breathe out cruelty. I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. That's Psalm number 27, verses 1 through 14. Psalm number 27, verses 1 through 14. I call it a great fear buster. And so when fear attacks, when you are attacked by fear, one scripture I think you should read, if you know it, repeat it. Psalm 27. Psalm 37, 10 psalms forward. Psalm 37 is another psalm that brings and has brought much relief and much comfort to the people of God, to Christians and to other people of God. Psalm number 37. Psalm number 37. The reading begins at verse 1. In Psalm number 37, the reading begins at verse 1. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good, so shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil, for evildoers shall be cut off. But those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Yea, thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. But the meek shall inherit the earth, and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. The wicked plotteth against the just, and gnasheth upon him with his teeth. The Lord shall laugh at him, for he seeth that his day is coming. The wicked have drawn out the sword, and have bent their bow, to cast down the poor and needy, and to slay such as be of upright conversation. Their sword shall enter into their own heart, and their bow shall be broken. A little that a righteous man hath is better than the riches of many wicked. For the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholdeth the righteous. The Lord knoweth the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. They shall not be ashamed in the evil time, and in the days of famine they shall be satisfied. But the wicked shall perish, and the enemies of the Lord shall be as the fat of lambs. They shall consume, into smoke shall they consume away. The wicked borroweth, and payeth not again, but the righteous sheweth mercy, and giveth. For such as be blessed of him shall inherit the earth, and they that be cursed of him shall be cut off. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. I have been young, and now am old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. He is ever merciful and lendeth, and his seed is blessed. Depart from evil and do good, and dwell forevermore. For the Lord loveth judgment, and forsaketh not his saints. They are preserved forever, but the seed of the wicked shall be cut off. The righteous shall inherit the land, and dwell therein forever. The mouth of the righteous speaketh wisdom, and his tongue talketh of judgment. The law of his heart, verse 31 now, Psalm 37, verse 31. Psalm 37, verse 31. The law of his God is in his heart. None of his steps shall slide. The wicked watcheth the righteous and seeketh to slay him. The Lord will not leave him in his hand, nor condemn him when he is judged. Wait on the Lord and keep his way, and he shall exhort thee to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, thou shalt see it. I have seen the wicked in great power, and spreading himself like a green bay tree. Yet he passed away, and lo, he was not. Yea, I sought him, but he could not be found. Mark the perfect man, and behold the upright, for the end of that man is peace. But the transgressors shall be destroyed together, the end of the wicked shall be cut off. But the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. He is their strength in the time of trouble, and the Lord shall help them and deliver them. He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them because they trust in him. Psalm 37, verses 1 through 40. Psalm 37, verses 1 through 40. Psalm 37, verses 1 through 40. One psalm that some people like to pray when they are praying and they're in situations is Psalm number 50. Psalm number 50 also is a good psalm. They're all good psalms. But let's read Psalm number 55. Psalm number 55. The reading begins in Psalm number 55 at verse number 1. Psalm number 55, beginning reading at verse number 1. Give ear to my prayer, O God, and hide not thyself from my supplication. Attend unto me and hear me. I mourn in my complaint and make a noise because of the voice of the enemy, because of the oppression of the wicked. For they cast iniquity upon me, and in wrath they hate me. My heart is sore pained within me, and the terrors of death are fallen upon me. Fearfulness and trembling are come upon me, and horror hath overwhelmed me. And I said, oh, that I had wings like a dove, for then would I fly away and be at rest. Lo, then would I wander far off and remain in the wilderness. Verse 7 of Psalm 55. Verse 7. Lo, then would I wander far off and remain in the wilderness. Selah. I would hasten my escape from the windy storm and tempest. Verse 8 of Psalm number 55. I would hasten my escape from the windy storm and tempest. Destroy, O Lord, and divide their tongues, for I have seen violence and strife in the city. Day and night they go about it upon the walls thereof. Mischief also and sorrow are in the midst of it. Psalm number 55, verse 10. Day and night they go about it upon the walls thereof. Mischief also and sorrow are in the midst of it. Wickedness is in the midst thereof. Deceit and guile depart not from her streets. For it was not an enemy that reproached me. Then I would have borne it. Neither was it he that hated me that did magnify himself against me. Then I would have hid myself from him. But it was thou, a man mine equal, my guide and mine acquaintance. We took sweet counsel together and walked unto the house of God in company. Let death seize upon them, and let them go down quick into hell, for wickedness is in their dwellings and among them. As for me, I will call upon God, and the Lord shall save me. Evening and morning and at noon will I pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice. He hath delivered my soul in peace from the battle that was against me, for there were many with me. God shall hear and afflict them, even he that abideth of old, Selah, because they have no changes, therefore they fear not God. Psalm 55, verse 19, once again. Psalm 55, verse 19. God shall hear and afflict them, even he that abideth of old, Selah, because they have no changes, therefore they fear not God. He hath put forth his hands against such as be at peace with him. He hath broken his covenant. The words of his mouth were smoother than butter, but war was in his heart. His words were softer than oil, yet were they drawn swords. Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be removed. But thou, O God, shalt bring them down into the pit of destruction. Bloody and deceitful men shall not live out half their days, but I will trust in thee. Reading once again, Psalm 55, verse 23. But thou, O God, shalt bring them down into the pit of destruction. Bloody and deceitful men shall not live out half their days, but I will trust in thee. Psalm 55, verses 1 through 23. Psalm 55, verses 1 through 53. Another go-to or default fear-buster psalm, I would call it, is Psalm 91. Psalm 91. Psalm 91. Psalm 91 now, beginning reading at verse number 1. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. Again, Psalm number 91, Psalm 91, verse 6. Nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling, for he shall give his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against the stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder, the young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. Because he has set his love upon thee, therefore will I deliver him. I will be with him. Verse 14. God is talking here. Verse 14. Psalm 91, verse 14. Psalm 91, verse 14. This appears to be the response of God. Psalm 91, verse 14. Because he hath set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Psalm 91, a great psalm to remember, to read, to repeat when fear attacks, when fear attacks, when fear attacks, when fear attacks. Psalm 91 is a wonderful psalm to always, always remember. Another psalm that we go to when fear attacks is Psalm 103. Psalm 103. Psalm 103. Psalm 103, beginning reading at verse 1. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. For he knoweth our frame, he remembereth that we are dust. As for man, his days are as grass, as a flower of the field, so he flourisheth. For the wind passeth over it, and it is gone, and the place thereof shall know it no more. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness unto children's children, to such as keep his covenant, and to those that remember his commandments to do them. The Lord hath prepared his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom ruleth over all. Bless the Lord, all his angels. Verse 20 now. Psalm 103, verse 20. Psalm 103, verse 20. Bless the Lord, ye his angels, that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word. Bless ye the Lord, all ye his hosts, ye ministers of his, that do his pleasure. Bless the Lord, all his works in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Psalm 103, verses 1 through 22. Psalm 103, verses 1 through 22. Another psalm that some of us like when fear attacks is Psalm 118. Psalm 118, when fear attacks. Another psalm that we like, some of us, is Psalm 118. Psalm 118, begin reading at verse 1. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, because his mercy endureth forever. Let Israel now say that his mercy endureth forever. Let the house of Aaron now say that his mercy endureth forever. Let them now that fear the Lord say that his mercy endureth forever. I called upon the Lord in distress. The Lord answered me and set me in a large place. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do unto me? The Lord taketh my part with them that help me. Therefore shall I see my desire upon them that hate me. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. Verse 9 once again. Psalm 118. Psalm 118, verse 9. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. All nations compass me about, but in the name of the Lord will I destroy them. They compass me about, yea, they compass me about, but in the name of the Lord I will destroy them. They compass me about like bees. They are quenched as the fire of thorns. For in the name of the Lord I will destroy them. Reading once again, verse 12 of Psalm 118. Verse 12 of Psalm 118. They compass me about like bees. They are quenched as the fire of thorns. For in the name of the Lord I will destroy them. Thou hast cast, verse 13 now, Psalm 118, verse 13. Thou hast cast, verse 13 once again, Psalm 118, verse 13. Thou hast thrust sore at me that I might fall, but the Lord helped me. The Lord is my strength and song, and is become my salvation. The voice of rejoicing and salvation is in the tabernacles of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord doeth valiantly. The right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of the Lord doeth valiantly. I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. The Lord hath chastened me sore, but he hath not given me over unto death. Open to me the gates of righteousness. I will go into them, and I will praise the Lord. That this gate of the Lord, verse 20, this verse 20 of Psalm 118, this gate of the Lord into which the righteous shall enter, I will praise thee, for thou hast heard me and art become my salvation. The stone which the builders refused is become the head stone of the corner. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Save now, I beseech thee, O Lord. O Lord, I beseech thee, send now prosperity. Blessed be he that cometh in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you out of the house of the Lord. God is the Lord, which has showed us light. Bind the sacrifice with cords. even unto the horns of the altar. Thou art my God, and I will praise thee. Thou art my God, I will exalt thee. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Psalm 118, verses 1 through 29. Psalm 118, verses 1 through 29. Psalm 118, verses 1 through 29. Another of our go-to songs, fear-busting song. A fear-busting default psalm that we go to as we deal with fear attacking us. Psalm 121. Psalm 121. The reading begins at verse 1 of Psalm 121. Beginning reading at verse 1. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. Psalm 121. Psalm 121. Psalm 121. While we're in the Old Testament, let's go over to a passage in the book of Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 40. Isaiah chapter 40. Isaiah chapter 40. In Isaiah chapter 40, let's begin reading at verse 28. Isaiah chapter 40. Isaiah chapter 40. Beginning reading at verse 28. Hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary, there is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increaseth strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Isaiah chapter 40, verses 28 through 31. Isaiah chapter 40, verses 28 through 31. Verse 31 says, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. That's Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31. In the New Testament, let's travel over to the book of Romans. Romans chapter 8 in the New Testament. Romans chapter 8. Sometimes fear attacks and we just think that there's no future, there's no way. Sometimes we think that it's over, but the truth is, it isn't over until God says it's over. It's not over until God says it's over. In Romans chapter 8, let us travel to verse 28 and following. Romans chapter 8, beginning reading at verse 28. As a matter of fact, since the Holy Spirit prays for us, let's start a little higher. Let's look at verse 25 and following. Romans chapter 8, beginning reading at verse 25. But if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose, for whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called, and whom he called, them he also justified, and whom he justified, them he also glorified. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own Son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor anything present, nor things, let's start back here at verse 37. Romans chapter 8, verse 37. Romans chapter 8, verse 37. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Thus, we've read Romans chapter 8, and I believe we begin at verse 26. Romans chapter 8, verses 26 through 39. 38 and 39 of Romans chapter 8 says, "For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord." Romans chapter 8, verses 38 and 39. Romans chapter 8, verses 38 and 39. We have a Savior whose name is above every name. That's why we call upon that powerful name. Turn with me to Philippians chapter 2 in the Holy Bible. Philippians chapter 2, as we rediscover the power that we have in the name of Jesus the Christ, the Son of the living God, the Son of the true and living God. Let's begin reading in Philippians chapter 2 at verse 1. Philippians chapter 2, beginning reading at verse 1. "If there be therefore any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels and mercies, fulfill ye my joy, that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind let each esteem other better than themselves. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." Philippians chapter 2, verses 1 through 11. Philippians chapter 2, verses 1 through 11. Let me read again, verses 9 through 11, talking about Jesus Christ. "Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven, and things in earth, and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." Philippians chapter 2, verses 9 through 11. Knowing who we are in Christ helps us understand better, I believe, Psalm number 1. Let's turn to Psalm number 1. I believe we get a better understanding of Psalm number 1, knowing who Jesus is, knowing who God is, and knowing who we are in Him. Psalm number 1. Psalm number 1, beginning reading at verse 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Psalm 1, verses 1 through 6. Psalm 1, verses 1 through 6. And let us end with Psalm number 150. We should always praise the Lord. Hallelujah. As far as I'm concerned, hallelujah is the ultimate praise. Psalm 150. Psalm 150. Psalm 150, beginning reading at verse 1. Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and harp. Praise him with the timbrel and dance. Praise him with stringed instruments and organs. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high sounding cymbals. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Psalm 150, verses 1 through 6. Psalm 150, verses 1 through 6. Let me read that final verse there once again. Psalm 150, verse 6. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Psalm 150, verse 6. And I personally, my friend, shout hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah in Jesus' name. Let us pray. Father God, thank you. Lord Jesus, thank you. Holy Spirit, thank you. Oh, heaven, thank you. Oh, Lord Jesus, thank you for what thou hast done, what thou hast given, for the instruction book, the owner's manual for human life, for everyone who has human life. This is the owner's manual, the owner's manual. Not only is the owner's manual, it is the commanding and control instrument from Almighty God. It is Almighty God's command and control instrument. The only way we can make it and be pleasing in your sight is to obey what thou hast written. Oh, Father God, I bless your name. And Father God, when fear attacks, when fear attacks, when fear attacks, we have faith in your word, faith in thee, faith in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord, for thou hast highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Father God, each person who has now heard your word, cause your word to build faith in their hearts, their minds, their spirits, their soul. Help them to embrace you, all their mind, their heart, their strength, all they have, Help them to embrace your word and believe your word. And cause it, Father God, to be of great benefit to them whenever fear attacks. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. My friend, if you're saved, you already probably understand the importance of these scriptures. If you're not, take faith in Jesus Christ our Lord. He died on the cross for your sins, to pay the penalty for your sins. And he rose again that you might stand right before God, righteous, that God looks at you not as a rank sinner, not as filthy rags, but he looks at you as one who is holy in his Son, Jesus Christ. So take faith in Jesus Christ. Believe him and you will be saved. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and he will save you. And when he saves you, he will give you evidence. It will, in some way, he will some way, Almighty God, he will in some way, the Lord Jesus will in some way let you know that you are saved. And you may probably have an unction to be baptized. All saved people should be baptized. So when you know you're saved, contact a Christian minister and our ministry. Request and receive Christian baptism. The Lord will send people to help you. Let us look unto the Lord and be dismissed. And now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen.